Welcome to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. My name is Ray Gustafson, and today during Academic Challenge, we're featuring teams from Coloma and St. Joe. WSJM's Academic Challenge is brought to you by Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to SignatureDealerGroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, I know that guy.
Yeah.
Your local AAA insurance agent. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. The Department of Health and Human Services, foster kids. Raise hope and foster dreams. Become a foster parent. Visit michigan.gov/hopeforahome. And also brought to you by New Buffalo Area Schools. Let's meet the teams. We'll start on my left, because that's important, because it's all about me. We'll start with Coloma. Say your name, what grade you're in, and, you know, we're supposed to be getting an Arby's bill in St. Joe. So let's ask, what's your favorite fast food, either restaurant or just the food in general?
My name is Carson. I'm a senior, and my favorite fast food is Culver's.
Culver's. Nice.
Good choice.
Okay. Hi, my name is Alexia. I'm a senior, and my favorite fast food is Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Hi, I'm Matthew. I'm a senior, and my favorite fast food place is Arby's.
Arby's it is.
I'm Brandon. I'm a senior, and my favorite place is Popeyes.
Popeyes. Like that chicken? Or is it the biscuits?
Both.
Both. I know. Oh, they're biscuits. Yeah. We're giving free commercials here, Bill.
Yeah.
We need to charge them for it. So over to St. Joe.
They'll send us some chicken.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we could cater it in.
I'm Eli. I'm a senior at St. Joseph High School, and I love Arby's. We go there for at the Holland meet every year. So if Arby's, you want to sponsor us?
There you go. There you go.
Hi, I'm Cameron from St. Joe, and I'm a senior, and my favorite fast food is In-N-Out Burgers, though it's a rare treat.
That's a good one, too. Yeah.
Those are good.
Hi, my name is Graham. I'm a senior, and my favorite fast food place is anywhere that is not Wendy's.
There you go. Oh! Well, we just lost Wendy's as a sponsor.
Take them off the list.
All right, my name is Max Nolan. I'm a senior at St. Joe High School. My favorite fast food is Burger King because you can get 100 chicken nuggets for $10, so that's some value right there.
Wow. Really?
And it's slushy for $1, so $11. You can feed a village.
So do you, do you eat them all in one sitting then? So.
No, I don't like, I haven't gotten them in a while, but yeah, I would. I was hungry.
All right, basic rules during the first and second halves. We'll announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, do wait for me to call on you so people listening know who you are and you can be recognized. No consultation allowed except during the 60-second round and halftime. Again, I'm Ray Gustafson, your scorekeeper and judge. It all ends with me, Bill.
Yes, I know.
And Bill Klein is here asking questions. Bill, what's your favorite fast food?
My favorite is, we got the meats, Arby's.
You like the Arby's as well. Yep.
I'm excited.
I'm probably, if I had to, and it changes for me, I'm going to say probably Chipotle. I think that's really good, too. Alexi over there in Coloma, she's like, oh, yeah, Chipotle. Yeah, and when I go there, the burritos are like, a foot long. And I always tell myself, I'm only going to eat half now, and then I'll take the rest home. Yeah. No, I eat the whole thing.
When they do that, don't they also give you a package of X-Lax?
Yeah, exactly.
Wondering.
All right. Bill, are you ready to go, my friend?
I am ready.
Teams, are you ready to go?
Yes.
Okay. Audience, are you ready to go?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
Audience, are you ready? Okay, there we go. We got it. All right. We got a big crowd here for Academic Challenge. All right, hands on your buzzers. And here we go with Academic Challenge between Coloma and St. Joe. Good luck, teams.
For 20 points.
Ooh, tough one.
Not everyone agrees, but a Harvard scientist has called what cooking oil pure poison?
Graham from St. Joe?
Canola?
Incorrect.
Coloma, anybody? Remember, you don't lose points for answering incorrectly. Let's see. We got Alexia from Coloma.
Olive.
Olive?
Incorrect. It's coconut oil.
Coconut oil.
That's a thing.
For 5 points, Navy bomber pilot, prisoner of war, and giant of the U.S. Senate. Refer.
John McCain.
Max from St. Joe.
John McCain.
That is correct answer.
Okay, for five.
For 15 points. Almost 2 million Muslims have been detained, forced into camps, or subjected to re-education programs in what nation?
Max, St. Joe.
China.
That is correct for 15 points. For 10 points, what's the nationality of tennis superstar Rafael Nadal?
Graham, St. Joe.
Brazilian?
Incorrect. Good try.
Carson, Coloma?
Spain.
That is correct.
For 10 points, good.
For 15 points, Amazon has accused which Vermont senator of misleading accusations?
Brandon from Coloma.
Bernie Sanders.
That is correct for 15 points. For 10 points, name the tennis star whose outfit for the French Open was criticized by the French...
Alexia Coloma.
Serena Williams.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, they were recently performing when a fan charged the stage and chased the duo during the final song of their set. Name these music stars...
Alexia Coloma.
Beyoncé and Jay-Z.
That is correct.
Say it one more time. I didn't hear it. So say it once more louder so I can hear you.
Beyoncé and Jay-Z.
There we go. I want to make sure the audience could hear you, so that was why.
For 15 points, what country's prime minister has been ousted and has decided to retire from politics after most of his government abandoned him and elected Treasurer Scott Morrison as...
Graham St. Joe.
Australia.
That is correct. 15 points. For 15 points... What make of car recently sold for $48.4 million at a Sotheby's sale, making it the priciest car ever sold at auction?
Not mine, I'll tell you what.
I thought that was what you were driving.
Yeah, right. We have Cameron from St.
Pagani.
George.
I'm sorry?
Pagani.
Incorrect.
Okay. Coloma, anybody over there? Brandon.
Jaguar.
Incorrect, it was a Ferrari. For 15 points, Michael Temer, the president of what nation, recently signed a decree to send troops to that country's northern state of Roraima, where Venezuelans escaping food shortages have poured across its border.
Carson, Coloma.
Colombia.
Incorrect.
St. Joe, Graham.
Oh, crap. Paraguay.
Paraguay, he said.
Incorrect. It was Brazil. So, For 20 points... What type of bond is formed?
Keep going.
I bumped
the buzzer.
What type of bond is formed when two P orbitals have a parallel overlap?
Max, St. Joe.
Covalent.
Incorrect.
Matthew, Coloma.
A pi bond.
That is correct for 20 points. For 15 points, name either one of Philadelphia's two daily newspapers.
Max, St. Joe.
The Daily Almanac.
Incorrect.
Brandon, Coloma.
The Philadelphian Tribune.
Incorrect. That's the Inquirer or the Daily News. Mm-hmm. For 20 points, what term refers to the evolutionary history of an organism?
Carson, Coloma. Need an answer. All right, time's up. St. Joe, anybody? We have buzz in. Grant Cameron?
The phylogenetic history.
That is correct. For 20 points.
For 20 points.
For 20 points. When would you use a period instead of an exclamation point at the end of an imperative sentence?
Say that. Well, I got it. Carson, Coloma?
If it ends in a pronoun?
Incorrect.
Anybody on St. Joe? Graham?
When you're not yelling?
Well, I don't know.
What do we got? When the emotion is mild. What do you think, audience? When they is that? I think we could do that.
That's a correct answer.
That'd be fine.
All right, that was 20 points. For 15 points, Borneo is shared by Brunei, Malaysia, and which country?
We have Carson from Coloma.
Singapore.
Incorrect.
Max, St. Joe.
Indonesia.
That's correct for 15. For 20 points, which Italian astronomer discovered the division in Saturn's rings that bears his name?
Graham, St. Joe.
Galileo.
Incorrect.
Coloma, anybody? Time's
Cassini.
Up.
Giovanni Cassini.
Under a minute left. We've got 80 to 70. Coloma's in the lead right now.
Okay. For 20 points, a math question.
Get your pencils out, and as always, I'll have him read it twice, but at any time during the first or second reading, you can buzz in.
Give the derivative of 8x cubed plus 3x.
Matthew.
16x squared plus 3.
Incorrect.
Cameron's from St. Joe.
24x squared plus 3.
That is correct.
For 20 points. One time for one more.
For 15, for 15 points. In this Shakespearean play, the heroine, Helen de Narbonne, pursues Bertram, Count of Roussillon, who seeks to elude her because he is misled by a dishonorable courtier, Perilles. The plot is taken from the painter's Palace of Pleasure, and scholars date the play to about 1602. The title suggests that the results justify the means. Can you name the play?
Matthew Coloma.
Twelfth Night.
Incorrect.
Cameron St. Joe.
All's Well That Ends Well.
That is correct.
For 15 points. Okay, that ends the first half of today's academic challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM at the end of the first half. Close game here, Bill. Coloma 80, St. Joe is 100. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points. And there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within 60 seconds. You are encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers have to come from the team captain after the minute is up, and the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions the first team couldn't answer. So, Coloma, you're trailing at the moment, so you have first choice of one of these three categories, which are the grandeur that was Rome, U.S. cities, or botany. Carson, Coloma, what are you guys thinking?
U.S. cities.
U.S. cities it is. Bill, is there a setup for this one?
No. Oh, yes. I'm sorry, there is.
Would you read this?
I just saw it.
Read the setup, please.
I will name 10 U.S. cities, and you tell me what state they are in. As a hint, remember that each city begins with the same letter as the state.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll put 60 seconds on the clock, and that 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill reads the first question. Good luck, Coloma.
Apache Junction.
Arizona.
Correct. Culver City.
Colorado.
Incorrect. Indianapolis.
Indiana.
Correct. Hilo.
Hawaii.
Correct. Lafayette.
Louisiana.
Correct. Meridian.
Maryland.
Incorrect. Nashua.
Nebraska.
Incorrect. Texarkana.
Texas.
Correct. Walla Walla.
Wyoming.
Incorrect. Wheeling.
Washington.
Incorrect.
That's 10. Okay, so you got 5.
3, 4, 5.
All right, 5 correct, and they got it done within the 60 seconds. And he didn't pass on any, so we got all the way through. So that means, St. Joe, there are 5 unanswered questions or 50 points that you can try to pick up and take away. We'll put 60 seconds back on that clock. And Cameron, we are ready to go. That 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill reads that first question.
Well, I got to read the preview again.
Read the setup again one more time.
Yeah, I will name now 5 U.S. cities. And you tell me what state they are in. And as a hint, remember that each city begins with the same letter as the state.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Good luck to St. Joe.
Culver City.
Wisconsin.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Incorrect.
Okay. Incorrect. Yep. California.
California.
Meridian.
Pass.
Nashua.
Pass.
Walla Walla.
Wisconsin. Wait, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Incorrect. Washington.
Okay.
Washington. Wheeling.
Sorry, that was me. That was me.
Just
keep going. Wheeling.
Wyoming.
West Virginia. Okay. Meridian.
Go back to the ones you passed on.
Mississippi.
Correct. Nashua.
North Dakota.
North Carolina. North
Dakota. New Hampshire.
Okay. All right, so you got 1. So you picked up 10 points on that one. So, all right, so that means the St. Joe will come over to you. You have choice then of the remaining 2 categories, the grandeur that was Rome or botany. And Cameron, what do you think for St. Joe? The grandeur that was Rome or botany?
The grandeur that was Rome.
All right. Is there a setup for this one, Bill?
No, there isn't.
No setup on this one. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock, and that 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill reads that first question. Good luck, St. Joe.
Who wrote The History of the Gallic Wars?
Pass.
On what occasion did Julius Caesar say the die is cast?
On crossing the Rubicon.
Correct. What fertile crescent river marked the empire's eastern end?
Euphrates or Tigris?
Euphrates.
Yep.
Euphrates.
Incorrect. What great nephew was later adopted by Julius Caesar?
Octavian.
That's correct. Juvenal said these were the two things needed to please the people.
Bread and circuses.
I'm sorry?
Bread and circuses.
That's correct. Who became the richest woman in the world under Roman rule?
Cleopatra.
Correct. During the empire, copper was mainly mined on which island?
Crete.
Incorrect. Okay. Which two assassins of Caesar killed themselves after defeat at Philippi?
Go ahead and answer. I'll give you a couple. We stuttered along the way, so I'll give you a couple.
Brutus and Titus.
Incorrect.
All right, so four?
Four.
Four it is. So that means, Coloma, there are six unanswered questions. I got into radio, so I didn't have to do math, Bill. six unanswered questions, or 60 points out there for you to try to steal away. We'll put 60 seconds back on the clock. That 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill reads the first question. Good luck to Coloma.
Who wrote The History of the Gallic Wars?
Pass.
What fertile crescent river marked the empire's eastern end?
The Tigris River.
That's correct. During the empire, copper was mainly mined on which island?
Sicily.
Incorrect. It was Cyprus.
Cyprus.
Which two assassins of Caesar's killed themselves after defeat at Philippi?
Brutus and Mark Antony.
Incorrect. It was Brutus and Cassius. What Egyptian city was the empire's second largest?
Cairo.
Incorrect. It was Alexandria.
Alexandria.
Yep. Under whose reign was Britain conquered in A.D. 43?
Caesar.
Incorrect. Claudius. Who wrote the History of the Gallic Wars?
That's the one you passed on.
Julius Caesar.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. So you got two. All right. Nice job.
Good job.
All right. So that, let's see here.
I love that category.
Yeah.
If that was my major.
All right. That ends the 60-second round. We'll check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round, Bill, we have a tie. Both teams at 150. I've got my Space Jam tie. So we're tied at 150 each. It's time now to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. Let's see. Did we have any substitutions come in? Yep. So we'll get to you in just a second. But first, let's introduce the substitution here. So say your name, what grade you're in, and your favorite fast food on Coloma. Sorry.
My name is Eric Jarvis. I'm from Coloma. I'm a senior, and favorite fast food would have to be Culver's.
Culver's it is. So, okay, we're all good. And St. Joe.
My name is Colin Rutz, and I'm a senior at St. Joseph High School, and my favorite fast food is, I'm wondering if La Perla counts as fast food?
Yeah, it sure does. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, good.
A little slower, but it's fast.
I want to make sure I recognized everybody. Okay, now let's find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. We'll start with Carson from Coloma. What's going on at Coloma?
At Coloma, we've had a lot to celebrate. Our girls' bowling team came home from their tournament as state champions. Great job out there, and congratulations on your victory. You've earned it. We'd also like to congratulate Caleb Ishmael for placing fourth in state wrestling. Good job, and keep up the good work. In addition, our choir will be competing at state this spring. Good luck to them. And as always, we would like to thank Lakeshore, Berrien Springs, and South Haven Public Schools, Bradford Insurance Agency, Cook Nuclear Plant, Signature Toyota, and WSJM Radio for sponsoring us.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Carson. All right, over to St. Joe. Max, I think there's just something going on.
Yeah,
at
we
St.
have
Joe.
A lot of stuff happening this week. So first and foremost, we want to thank our sponsors. We have South Haven Public Schools, Lakeshore Public Schools, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Cook Nuclear Plant, Bradford Insurance Agency, obviously you guys at 94.9, CPS, and Signature Toyota. So we've had a lot going on at this school. So actually on Tuesday, our Science Olympiad team won the regional tournament, so we will advance to states now, which is pretty cool. Our swim competed in regionals about 2 weeks ago, and some people would advance to states, so we wish them the best of luck in the coming weeks. Let's see. We just had our variety show, which everyone loved, and it was record attendance, so congratulations to all involved. We're having a school play on the 14th through the 16th at 7 p.m. It's going to be a Midsummer's Night Dream, so totally check it out.
Another Shakespeare.
Yep. Yeah. And our Quiz Bowl team, actually. We competed at the Holland Invitational on Saturday and got second place, and we'll advance to state, so that's a lot of fun as well.
Congratulations. Nice
Thank
job.
You. We want to congratulate our Bears of the Month, Paul Moon and Juliet LaFoe. And now we want to turn it over to Cameron Haynes. He's a lot of stuff for robotics, so...
So the St. Joseph District Competition held at St. Joseph High School this weekend. Official matches will be played both tomorrow and Saturday, beginning at around 10:30 each day. So come out and check out the action and see what everyone's been up to this season.
Awesome. And Bill, if you attend the robotics competition over at St. Joe, if you walk in the door and tell them that Ray sent you, you get in for free. Oh, wait, there's no charge.
There's no, yeah. No. Okay. Yeah, I figured that the theme is space. That's perfect for you.
Yeah, I know. A lot of space up here, I'm telling you what. So. All right. Let's. Teams, are you ready for the second half?
Yep.
Yes.
You guys outdid the audience here. So, audience, are you ready for second half? Okay. Oh, hey, they beat you this time.
Even the Culvers.
Yeah. All right, let's begin the second half of today's academic challenge between Coloma and St. Joe. Good luck, teams. Hands on your buzzers.
All right, the next four questions all involve the month of July.
And is this a progressive increase?
10, 15, 20.
Yep. Okay, here we go.
For 5 points, what Roman general was born approximately?
You have Cameron from St. Joe.
Julius Caesar.
That is correct.
For five? Okay.
For 5 points. For 10 points, what state celebrates Bennington Battle Day on July 16th?
Graham, St. Joe.
Virginia.
Incorrect.
We got 49 other guesses here. Carson, Coloma.
Connecticut.
Vermont.
Vermont.
For 15 points, Independence Day celebrates the signing of the Declaration on July 4th, 1776. An equally significant date, however, was the day on which the Continental Congress voted to adopt the Declaration.
Graham, St. Joe.
July 2nd.
That is correct.
For 15
points. For 20 points. A poll taken after the fall of the Berlin Wall asked the German public what day should be the national holiday of a reunited Germany. The only date commemorating a World War II event that was a popular choice was July 20th. What occurred on that date in 1944?
Let's see. We've got Graham, St. Joe.
Victory in Europe?
Incorrect.
Mm-hmm. Anybody on the Coloma side? Carson, you want to try?
D-Day?
Incorrect.
Don't say it quite yet. Audience, anybody?
Sicily?
They're shrugging their shoulders back there. Bill?
Well, D-Day was in June, because it was a year before my birthday. But on July 20th, 1944, the Valkyries attempted a bomb plot against Adolf Hitler.
Okay.
They voted that as their Independence Day.
All right.
For 15 points. This famous Christmas story begins with the line, $1.87. Name the play.
Matthew Coloma.
Christmas Carol.
Incorrect.
Nobody on St. Joe. Time's up. Anybody in the audience? Say it louder.
Absolutely correct.
Say it again, Bill.
Gift of the Magi.
All right. Next.
For 15 points, this Ivy League college was involved in a Supreme Court case.
Max, St. Joe.
Harvard.
Incorrect.
Go ahead and finish the question.
That upheld the...
Carson, Coloma.
Yale University.
Incorrect.
Finish the question, you might as well.
The constitutional freedom from unreasonable government interference with contracts. The college was defended by graduate Daniel Webster after the state government tried to turn the private school into a state university, and it was Dartmouth University.
Okay.
Dartmouth College.
All right.
Here's a math question for 20 points.
So same thing. I haven't read it twice, but at any time, buzz in during the first or second reading of it.
For 20 points, what are the coordinates of the point of intersection of the lines whose equations are x plus 2 equals 0 and y minus 6 equals 0?
Say it once more.
What are the coordinates of the point of intersection?
We have Colin from Cameron, St. Joe. I'm looking at the wrong button.
Negative 2, 6.
That is correct.
For 20?
For 20 points. For 15 points, one of the first widely used anesthetics was discovered by Samuel Guthrie in 1831. Can you name it?
Carson, Coloma.
Chloroform.
That is correct.
For
15 points. For 20 points, this central figure in the pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood buried the only manuscript of his poems with his wife, Elizabeth Siddal. He later retrieved the manuscript, and it was published in 1870, simply titled Poems. His sister, Christina, was also a poet. Name him.
What? I can see why that's a 20-point question.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Alexia Coloma.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe. Incorrect. Okay.
Good Max. Robert Andrew. Frost.
Incorrect. You're going to hate yourself because, I mean, this guy just tumbles off the street. Dante Gabriel Rossetti.
Oh, of course.
Jeez.
Eric, did you know that?
Yes.
He did? Wow. Eric from Coloma knew that one. Okay.
Yeah, I should have
next question.
For 15 points, What musical pitch is indicated by a note above a staff with a bass clef, the first with a ledger line through it?
Cameron, St. Joe.
C.
More complete.
C4.
Incorrect.
Oh, okay, that's explosive.
Coloma, 5 seconds. Eric?
C6.
Incorrect. It's middle C.
Middle C. Oh,
middle C. Like middle C?
Yeah.
No, never mind.
Yeah.
For 20 points, what is past is prologue? Reads the inscription above the entrance to a building in Washington, D.C. This is a line from a play of William Shakespeare. Name the building or the play.
Carson, Coloma?
The Smithsonian.
Incorrect.
Graham, St. Joe?
The Library of Congress?
Incorrect. It was either the National Archives or the play was The Tempest.
All right.
For 20 points, what Roman emperor divided the empire into Eastern and Western empires?
Cameron, St. Joe?
Constantine.
Incorrect. In AD 286.
Okay. Carson, Coloma?
Byzantine.
Incorrect. It was Diocletian.
Just a little over a minute to go. We're at 165 for Coloma, 190 for St. Joe.
For 20 points, in what opera by Richard Strauss do Clytemnestra and her lover kill King Agamemnon, and send his son Orestes into exile?
Cameron, St. Joe.
Oresteia.
Incorrect. Hmm.
I was going to say, that was a weak bell there, so
yeah.
Time's up.
Jennifer Garner plays this character, Electra.
All right.
For 20 points, we sometimes say a prosperous person is eating high off the hog. What is the source of this saying?
We have Carson for Coloma.
Eating out of a trough.
Eating out of the trough?
Incorrect.
And Cameron, St. Joe?
Eating the better cuts of meat. They come from higher off of the animal.
That is correct.
For 20 points. So. And last question.
For 20 points, what occupational group was Mark Twain referring to when he wrote, "His pride is in his occupation, surpasses the pride of kings"?
Graham, St. Joe?
Politicians?
Politicians?
Incorrect.
That's a good one. Coloma, want to try? Carson?
Writer. Writer?
Incorrect. It was River Pilots.
River Pilots. All right, well, that does it. That's the end of today's Academic Challenge match. We'll tabulate the scores, announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Good game, guys.
Yeah. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 190 to 165, the team from St. Joe. Congratulations to both teams. Yeah, nice job. Tough questions. Thank you for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge, brought to you by Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to SignatureDealerGroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. The Department of Health and Human Services, foster kids, raise hope, foster dreams, become a foster parent. Visit michigan.gov/hope for a home, and also the New Buffalo Area Schools. So join us, News Talk 94.9 WSJM, easy for me to say, next week at this same time. Bill, we have the finals next week, and it's our last one. And so the two final teams.
We've got some really good questions for those.
I'll bet you do. So we'll talk to you next week on Academic Challenge.